You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Ken. Coming up, an expert will help us identify poisonous plants that are commonly found in Wisconsin.
First, yesterday at the state capitol, lawmakers held a hearing for a controversial bill that would ban University of Wisconsin resident doctors studying obstetrics and gynecology from learning how to perform abortions. Abortion opponents and medical organizations lined up on opposite sides of that issue yesterday to testify.
Representative Andre Jacques joins us now. He's the author of this bill and is a Republican from DePere. Representative Jacques, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, why did you introduce this bill?
Well, I think very simply to get around a legal dodge that the UW has been using, which really the Attorney General's office doesn't feel is on any sort of solid legal ground. But we have a longstanding prohibition here in Wisconsin and in many places elsewhere in the country on the use of public dollars for subsidizing abortion. And what we have right now is that you have essentially state employees on state time within the scope of their state employment, paid by state taxpayers and with state benefits and with their liability insurance paid for by the state, performing abortions at Planned Parenthood's Madison abortion facility, participating in abortion procedures and training to be abortionists. And this puts a stop to it by really adding some clarifying language, although honestly, I believe that UW is already in violation of state law, and really, Ledge Council more or less confirmed that at the hearing yesterday.
Well, how would this bill work exactly? Break it down for us.
Sure. So basically, it extends to state employees, and we already have extended to the UW and the Hospital Clinics Authority, or state authorities under Chapter 233, this prohibition on the provision or payment for abortions, with certain exceptions that are already outlined in state statute. And so what we've seen elsewhere, and certainly there are other programs, both public and private, throughout the country that do not offer abortion training, you essentially would prohibit those sorts of arrangements like what UW has with Planned Parenthood, where you really can't find anything similar throughout the rest of the country, where a state agency is essentially operating as the abortion contractor for a private entity like Planned Parenthood.
Well, so you're mentioning here that medical students are currently getting trained through this partnership with Planned Parenthood because Wisconsin prohibits public funding from being used for abortion training. So that law is in place already on prohibiting public funds from being used for abortion training. Why do you need to add the layer with this bill on top of that?
Well, no, you don't understand that UW is currently paying those medical residents for doing the abortion training. And they're also paying the UW employees, several of them. In fact, for a while you had the medical director for Planned Parenthood essentially being a full-time UW employee who had half of her faculty contact hours purchased from UW by Planned Parenthood to be providing those services. Now, they're going to claim that there is some sort of a reimbursement, but there is no reimbursement exception under the statutes. It's not like you could be running campaigns or operating a strip club or any sort of other private enterprise, and as long as there is reimbursement, it's okay. It essentially, the UW is providing the lion's share of abortions at Planned Parenthood. And unfortunately, once again, you had Planned Parenthood, which was in the room but unwilling to testify as to the arrangement and what goes on at the clinic, nor did you have a UW attorney that was actually there to testify. And I think the reason why is because they very clearly would have, under questioning, had to admit the fact that accreditation was not at all at issue.
You said you're on pretty firm ground here, but are you, in the eyes of the court, are you concerned that this bill would create an undue burden on women seeking an abortion? The Supreme Court struck down Texas abortion restrictions last year.
This is not about state-level abortion restrictions. This is very separate from those sorts of things. State of Arizona in 2011 put in place a similar restriction against public dollars for abortion or abortion training, specifically mentioning abortion training or the use of any tuition dollars or fees or anything that's intermingled. They even have a history long before that. If you go back to a Maricopa County residency program, or even going back into the 70s, I believe, in Arizona, where they have had different restrictions on the books. And there have, as in Wisconsin in the past, been claims that, oh, no, this is going to strip accreditation. Of course, we've seen that that doesn't happen, and shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, you have the same sort of restrictions within the U.S. military. Well, the U.S. military operates a medical school, which includes an ACGME-accredited OBGYN residency program, and you don't see abortions performed through the U.S. military either.
Talking right now with Representative Andre Jacques. He's Republican from DePeer, who authored the bill that would ban University of Wisconsin resident doctors from learning how to perform abortions. We want to play a clip from the hearing, the public hearing yesterday. Here's a retired family doctor from Madison, Calvin Bruce. He testified against the bill on behalf of the Wisconsin Academy of Family Physicians.
You would not dictate to the cardiac surgeons how they should teach bypass surgery, nor to the neurosurgeons how they should teach brain surgery. Does it make sense to presume that you know better than obstetricians how to teach their craft?
What is your response?
Oh, this is certainly something that, you know, again, as was noted, there were obstetricians in support as well as in opposition that testified at yesterday's hearing, as well as family medicine doctors. And this is something that already is not a required part of OBGYN training in Wisconsin or elsewhere. There already is the ability to opt out, but I think, as we also had testimony, there is intense pressure that has been put in place in Wisconsin and elsewhere for individuals to engage in such training. Otherwise, there might be some sort of retaliation within their evaluations and their basically their coursework. So it is something that There was thorough written testimony submitted in addition to, I think, very extensive verbal testimony given in support of the bill yesterday, that there essentially might be an ideological push to provide abortion training. But in reality, as was testified, the same sorts of procedures that would be used in a pregnancy termination are also used in miscarriage or the removal of a child that dies in utero, where essentially, the skill set is already learned, just as you had doctors that basically deal with repairing the complications from abortion, both Dr. Lynn, who testified yesterday, as well as Dr. Cousins from Green Bay, those are the sort of techniques that you learn in an emergency room, and that's honestly where those patients would be treated as well, not in an abortion clinic.
Really quickly here, as we wrap up, there is real concern here that the UW would lose its accreditation, the UW-OBGYN residency program losing its accreditation. There's also issues with a shortage of doctors, especially OBGYN doctors in rural areas, and that this bill could impact that as well. What do you say to that?
Well, there's kind of this false premise that this is going to lose accreditation and therefore you're going to have a shortage of OBGYN doctors. You know what? There's never been, I mean, demographically, we have such issues within the medical field and elsewhere that, yeah, absolutely, we have a shortage of doctors, but this is not going to at all affect accreditation. In fact, one of the abortionists at Planned Parenthood, who is a state employee, has in the past been part of various Physicians for Choice groups and, you know, at the national level, been very involved. He has admitted that there is no way that this is going to remove accreditation. He says that you
and we're gonna
what's
we're,
that?
We're gonna have to leave it there, Representative Jacques. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure. I would also mention the National Abortion Federation study also admitted that that accreditation could not be removed.
And that was Representative Andre Jacques, a Republican from DePeer, talking to us about the bill he authored that would ban University of Wisconsin resident doctors from learning how to perform abortions.
Stay with us on Central Time.